The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
All right, welcome back to KMBR Tonight. Warriors conversation continues, and it's my pleasure to welcome in our next guest, Kendra Andrews. She covers the Warriors for NBC Sports Bay Area. Kendra, thank you so much for making some time for us on your Friday evening.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to this conversation, particularly with the Warriors coming off a 115-113 victory over the Clippers. Chase Center at full capacity last night, Kendra. And with the crowd back in action, you had the sense early on that Steph Curry was going to be back in action in a major way. How entertaining was that to witness in person with a full arena and Steph just doing what he does best?
I mean, it's the best way to experience what Steph Curry does best, right? And this past season, he had so many incredible minutes. Remember that 62-point game? There was no one to witness it. So to see him go off as he did in that first quarter and finally have the roar of the crowd there, honestly, it just makes you almost marvel at what he does more. Because when you watch him do something incredible, but you're by yourself, you nod your head and say, yeah, that's really cool. But then when you have fans there who don't get to see it every single night, every single day, it just makes you appreciate him that much more.
I really believe that there's an entertainment aspect of his game that he loves. You know, you mentioned the 62-point game last season, but to be able to celebrate each of his ridiculous shots with the crowd, you can tell it means something to him to do this at home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you heard so many guys talk about how last year the most unfortunate part of what the pandemic forced the NBA to do is that you couldn't celebrate those moments. Steph Curry has made the Bay Area his home. You know what I mean? He's been here for 13 years. He loves San Francisco. He loves Oakland. He loves all the people that live here. So for him to finally be able to share these moments with the city and the surrounding cities that have adopted him, it's really, really special for him.
Absolutely. And it's so fun to watch, so fun to see in person, particularly last night after the Warriors still won in LA against the Lakers on Tuesday night, but Steph admitted he played like trash. And I think that that was a really good indication for this Warriors team that they were still able to beat the Lakers when Steph played as he did. Of course, finished with a triple-double, so his trash is all relative. But what has struck me, and you wrote about this morning for NBC Sports Bay Area, this team has chemistry right away. This is a little different than the squad we saw last year. The bench is a little deeper. Otto Porter Jr., Bealy, Litsa fitting right in. Damian Lee, Jordan Poole showing aggressiveness with that second unit. It really stands out when they're on the offensive end of the floor.
It really does, and it's going to make this team so much more of a threat. When it comes to the chemistry, I mean, how many times have we heard guys explain how hard it is to integrate alongside Steph just because he is such a fluid player? You can't really predict where he's going to go. And we saw that be an issue for the team last year. A guy like Kelly Oubre Jr. never fully figured it out. Then you have guys like Bielitsa and Porter who are just taking to it like water, and it's making this team so dangerous right off the bat. And, like, I mean, you still have guys that are injured, right? You have Jonathan Kuminga who's injured, Klay Thompson, of course, James Wiseman. So when those guys get back, this team is going to be so incredibly deep.
One of the things that really struck me, especially on opening night against the Lakers, was the fluidity of the ball movement on offense. And it just seems as though, you know, these guys that they've picked up in Bielitsa and Porter bringing back Iguodala and Draymond Green doing what he always does best, everyone on this Warriors team can pass the ball really well. And when you've got shooters like Steph Curry and eventually Klay Thompson, that's going to make this offense a lot more dynamic.
Absolutely. The floor spacing already is just incredible. And when it comes to a guy like Klay Thompson, look, he is going to be incredibly helpful for this team, but we're going to have to give him some time before he gets back to the Klay that he was before he was injured. So in the meantime, having a guy like Jordan Poole who can just knock down shots, guys like Damian Lee who down the stretch at the end of the game was making shot after shot, even Andrew Wiggins, it's really going to make this team just so lethal.
You know, looking at this Warriors team right now, the one concern, Kendra, probably the turnovers, and Steph was involved in several of them. Jordan Poole obviously has not yet figured it out completely on the offensive end of the floor. What has Steve Kerr and kind of the core group of players said about the turnovers through two games?
former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Well, they're not overly concerned about it because as good as the chemistry is, it still has a little bit to work on. And a lot of it is just about getting into the rhythm of the game. Sorry for some ambient noise behind me. I'm outside in the city right now.
It happens.
It really does. But as these guys shake off some of the cobwebs, I think we're going to see those turnovers really settle down. Because you look at the guys who are committing a lot of them. A lot of them were Steph and Draymond against the Lakers. Against the Clippers, it was Steph and Jordan Poole. Those are guys who know better, and they know how to do good passing. So it's just a matter of let's settle down the nerves. Let's remember that they're a really smart team. They know how to make smart passes, and I think that'll work itself out in time.
Kendra Andrews of NBC Sports Bay Area joining us. She covers the Warriors and was at last night's game against the Clippers. Kendra, Jordan Poole's had a really interesting start to the season. You flip on the fourth quarter. I love the aggression from him, especially at the beginning of the quarter. But like you said, there's turnovers, and then there's also been some surprising air balls involved. I mean, is this just a part of his growth that he's going to have to get comfortable shooting from all over the floor to be as dynamic as the Warriors hope he can be? Or is this a legitimate concern about his shooting prowess?
No, it's just adjusting. And something else about Jordan Poole, he has never been defended as he is now. You know what I mean? Like, he had his breakout moment truly in the G League bubble. Then he came back and he was really good for the Warriors. But right now what he's doing is completely different. And other teams have to respect him. He has never had this much respect on the floor. Therefore, he's never had so many defenders paying attention to him. So as he figures out how to work around defenders, I don't think that his shooting is going to be a concern. And look, Steve Kerr has given him the green light to shoot pretty much any shot he thinks is a good one. So as long as his air balls are coming off some good shots and maybe the defense just gets in his way or it's a little bit short, Steve Kerr won't have an issue with that.
Top 75 players in NBA history list revealed on Thursday. Klay Thompson was not on the list. He's taken to his Instagram stories to voice his displeasure. Was anything said post-game or at the Warriors practice facility on Friday about Klay Thompson being omitted from this list? And I guess Draymond Green as well.
Yeah, well, the Warriors didn't have practice on Friday. They had an off day before going back to practice on Saturday and then going down to Sacramento to face the Kings on Sunday. But, you know, Steve Kerr did touch on it after that Clippers game, and he says, you know what, it is really disappointing. And at the same time, when you look at the history of this league, there are so many great players. You can go down a list of guys who are left off the 75 best players. Draymond, Klay, Chris Mullin, Alex English from Denver. There are so many guys who couldn't make it. You know, Klay Thompson is he is an incredible player, and hopefully in the next list for the 100, he will make it. But you just have to think of how great this history is.
Absolutely, and I don't think it can probably hurt the Warriors if Klay Thompson's coming back from these devastating injuries with a bit of a chip on his shoulder to get back to the championship caliber level he was performing at, get back to the Splash Brothers duo where we know that Steph Curry is already playing at such an incredibly high level.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. He hasn't played in 2 years, and there's a lot of guys who've done incredible things in the past 2 years. But yes, we all know that Klay Thompson, any little extra bit of motivation he can get will do wonders on the court. So I think he'll be ready to prove himself when he gets back.
A few more for Kendra Andrews here, talking Warriors on KNBR tonight. And Kendra, I mean, I don't know if it's just a result of the wins or a product of seeing Steph perform the way he has, but through two games, it seems like Steve Kerr is back to the Steve Kerr we saw of a few years ago. Over the past two seasons, there's been understandable frustration and maybe not as much joy or focus on the big picture from Steve Kerr, but he seems like he's much more relaxed right now.
Well, this entire Warriors team plays so much better when they're having fun. Joy is such an important part of this organization. And yeah, you know, especially 2 years ago, that was a really, really rough season for them. Between losing, Klay Thompson's injured, Steph Curry gets injured, there was just a lot of not happy feelings going around, especially coming off of that dynastic run that they put together for the last 5-6 years. Now they have a clear goal in mind. Even last season, what they were trying to accomplish was a little bit gray. But now they have a clear goal in mind. They know that they have really good pieces. And so, yeah, there's a lot of joy in this locker room. They're playing well. And you can really see that when they're on the court.
One more for you before we let you go here, Kendra. I think a big part of that joy is Andre Iguodala. He's so been so important for the Warriors behind the scenes and playing 23 minutes against the Lakers, 24 minutes against the Clippers. I think that's probably a good sign of what's to come for someone who, 37 years old, I thought he was a question mark heading into this year.
I mean, you're not the only person. When Andre came back, the big question is, okay, well, is he just going to be a player's coach, or is he actually going to be able to contribute? And if he contributes, okay, is that going to be for 10 minutes a night, 15 minutes a night? But no, as you said, he's playing into the 20-minute mark, and he's doing really, really well, and he's playing very efficiently. Look, I don't think that this is going to be what Andre does the entire season. He's not going to be putting up 20 minutes per night every single night. But if there are games in which he can and he can do what he's been doing in these first two games, that only adds more depth to the Warriors, and that only gives them another role player, another high IQ guy, another facilitator.
Kendra Andrews, thank you so much for joining us here on KNBR tonight. We'll be sure to read all your work on NBC Sports Bay Area, and we will have you on later this season. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. A lot more coming up next. KNBR Tonight is the show. I am your host, Carrie Crowley, hanging with you till 10 p.m. You're listening. KNBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.